You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
The following segment is from Monday Football Monday on the SB Nation NFL Show, where we're discussing your favorite team. Subscribe to the SB Nation NFL Show to make sure you don't miss conversations like this one.
The Cincinnati Bengals, I'll be honest with you, I'm not as big of a believer as a lot of people. I kind of, you know, drank the Kool-Aid of it being a more of a Cinderella run last year as far as an announcement of legitimacy, a 23-20 overtime loss. I would categorize it really as a lack of a win, more than a loss, at least as far as the Bengals are concerned. Your thoughts with what was one of the more chaotic week one games we have seen in recent
memory? Kind of felt like the quarterback forgot how to play football for a little bit there in the first half. It was one of the worst, at least first half performances I think we've ever seen from Joe Burrow. He wasn't even that bad. Even in his first year at LSU, he was thrown into double coverage. He was late on some of those passes that he threw. And credit to the Steelers defense, like, they're really a top heavy unit. Like, they don't have a ton of great depth all over, but that defensive line is still really good. And even though the Bengals spent a lot of money on the offensive line this offseason, they took advantage of the left side of the Bengals offensive line, Jonah Williams and a rookie starter at left guard in Cordell Volson. They were charged, I think, with the most pressures and sacks allowed in the game. So the offensive line still had troubles against TJ Watt and Cam Hayward, and Alex Highsmith and Mika Fitzpatrick really came to play. He made a lot of clutch plays, including a pick six and a blocked extra point, which I'm sure we'll get to in a minute. But yeah, it was not a great half from Burrow in the offense, but you know, we can attribute that to Russ, the fact that he missed a lot of training camp time with an appendectomy. But things started to look a little bit better in the second half, and the Bengals defense played outstanding for most of the game. And maybe the Steelers offense is really just that bad, but the defense definitely kept them in the game. And despite five turnovers and seven sacks, they were just a long snapper away from winning the game. So yeah, definitely chaotic.
I think the thing that I'm wondering, and you always wonder about this when a team comes off of a Cinderella run like the Bengals did, is there a sense in Cincinnati, among Cincinnati fans right now, that this could be a Super Bowl hangover type of game where everything will be fixed next week? Or is the panic high right now? Like, okay, did we just revert back to what we were used to?
I don't think the panic is quite there yet. I think people are attributing it to a little bit to Russ, just because Burrow didn't play very much in training camp, and no real starters actually played in the preseason at all. But still, you don't want to play that bad and come out of the gate that flat against a team that you should beat. So there has been a lot of conversations about the hangover and whether it's real or not. And for me, in that sense, like, I always think when it comes to a team that, you know, goes the distance in that year, it's always like the team that's kind of at the tail end of their window where they invested so much into this and they get so far and they just come up a little bit close. With the Bengals, the window was just opening last year, and then just completely overachieved in the postseason compared to what, you know, the quality of team that they were in the regular season. So I think for them, it was the sense that we're just getting started, and we went, you know, as far as we could have without actually winning the Super Bowl, but there's still a hunger, there's still a desire to improve and actually get back to that point. So I'm not entirely on the hangover side of things yet, but after that first half, it's really hard to just completely dismiss it.
Yeah, John, it does kind of feel like last year was a little bit of house money on the season specifically, right? Like, obviously everybody wants to win the Super Bowl, but to your point, this level of acknowledgement, like, hey, this is just the beginning, we'll be back, we'll be fine, et cetera, et cetera. Again, I'm not down on the Bengals by any means, but I just don't personally view, you know, this team as an AFC powerhouse quite yet. I say that respectfully. I want to see a little bit more proof of concept. And I said coming into this game that this was an opportunity. It was in Cincinnati, in the jungle. You got the big bad Pittsburgh Steelers, who have been the big brother forever in this division. So go out and do it. Do what you're supposed to. Be the favorite. Be the consensus. Be the team that everybody has kind of anointed you to be. You earned it in a lot of senses. And again, it was kind of haphazard the way it happened. But the final result is a Steelers win on the road in Cincinnati. Now the Bengals 0-1 on the year, 0-1 in the division, 0-1 in the division at home. Is there any kind of, like, you know, a sense of, like, this being the first thread, at least like the threat of tugging at like insecurity that maybe this is the beginning of just reverting back to the norm?
I still think it's a little bit too early for that. Like, I'm also a really big believer in just week one being chaotic in general. And I think that will continue to be the case so long as teams don't really try that much in the preseason. And we saw this at the beginning of last year, too. It took a couple weeks for this to happen for the Bengals, but they played against the Chicago Bears in week two last season. Joe Burrow threw, I think, three interceptions. They had four or five turnovers that game, and they lost a game that they should have won in Chicago. And it was a wake-up call for them to, like, hey, we got to figure this thing out. They were 1-1 at the time, and, you know, expectations weren't nearly as high this time last year as they were now. So, you know, I do attribute some of it to just week one madness and chaoticism. And also, you know, there's still some things that the Steelers are really good at. And I think they deserve credit for just, you know, turning the ball over five times and just giving their team a chance to win all throughout the game. And again, the Bengals were, again, a healthy long snapper away from just winning that game at the last second. So I think there's equal amounts of positives to take away as negatives, considering the fact that they did come out of the game in the second half looking a little bit better and just giving themselves a chance to win that game. So I think if this continues over the next couple of weeks, then yeah, that panic button will definitely be pressed.
You can hear the rest of this conversation by subscribing to the SB Nation NFL Show wherever you get your podcasts.